Everybody, I'm George Myler. Thanks for coming to my channel. I'm talking about, well, what was announced by the UK government just 2 days ago. So His Majesty's government saying that it's going to reduce the sanctions on Russian oil, consequent upon the world oil price rising because of Trump and Israel's illegal war against Iran. So the United Kingdom has various sanctions against Russian oil and liquid natural gas, very complicated. And they've been phased in over the last 4 years. You can't buy directly from Russia. You can buy if it's refined abroad, particularly in India. Why not ban the whole thing completely? But yes, of completely, I would like to probably have total sanctions, probably not buy anything or sell anything to Russia. I might allow some exemptions for medicines, for example. But there's nothing that Russia produces the UK couldn't buy anywhere else at about the same price. I realize it'd been too much of the shock of economy to go cold turkey in 2022, but the United Kingdom's got 4 years to get used to it, and other countries have gone even further. Now, it was easier for a country like Canada, that's a sort of oil exporter, not to buy any Russian oil and gas. Because of these current shortages, the United Kingdom says that it's going to get rid temporarily of the ban on diesel and jet fuel if the base resource is Russian oil, so long as it's refined in another country, because obviously Russia makes some of the money out of the refining. All right, so it's not as bad as it could have been. But to balance that, they will introduce some new sanctions. All right, the UK economy needs to keep going. There are shortages of jet fuel already. Flights for Juneau can be cancelled. Apparently, flights in May, you're all right. It's foolish and it's wrong. There are many other countries sell these things, buy it from somewhere else. And the United Kingdom's got its own oil in the North Sea, which is phasing out and refusing more drilling licenses. So, okay, the United Kingdom can't pump UK oil because that'd be bad for the environment, but Russian oil isn't. Are you out of your mind? Thanks a lot, Ed Miliband. And by doing this, the United Kingdom is sending money directly to Putin's war chest. Okay, oil and gas are worth something like 30% of the Russian economy, even more of the Russian budget. Now, it's never going to get down to zero. Some countries are going to keep buying it, and some of us even use it internally. But for every pound you spend purchasing Russian hydrocarbons, a lot of that's killing Ukrainian soldiers and civilians. And the money the United Kingdom gives the Ukrainians or the weapons they give them, you're counteracting that. So you didn't buy any oil and gas at all from Russia. You wouldn't need to give the Ukraine so much money or so much in the way of weapons. So it's idiotic, it's evil, and it's completely avoidable. And this war began 28th of February, this war in the Middle East, and the UK's had almost 3 months to think of an alternative. And one of the blindingly obvious things is to relax the ban on North Sea oil, because Ed Miliband's monomania. You can see he's clearly on the spectrum. And all right, there's autistic people aren't bad people, and they do have some super powers, but he's so myopic on this one, fixated that he's somehow saving the environment. So about 1.8 million pounds worth of Russian oil products have been imported to the United Kingdom since December 2022. That's when the first sanctions came in, and usually they were refined in Turkey or India. So there's already a loophole in the rules where the UK could import some Russian oil products. I can't remember what the workaround was, but should shut it completely. And Russia exports gold, amber, potash, I'm like not sure what else, possibly Belarusian products as well. And okay, Belarus isn't fighting, but the Russian military is there. They allow the Russia to use it as a jumping off point. It pressurizes the tyranny there. Just buying more oil and gas from elsewhere. And I realize there's only so much oil production. Quite apart from producing oil, there's transport is another bottleneck. There are only so many oil tankers, there are only so many oil pipelines. And right, the United Kingdom doesn't have oil pipelines to or from other countries. Might be an idea to build them. So, jet fuel was $831 per ton in late February. And now it's $1,375 per ton. So, not far off doubling. And it's probably going to go higher still. Now, just when Russia's economy was in serious trouble, they are shaking down oligarchs, saying, would you please donate to us? One donated $1.3 billion. Businesses, even they legally paid their taxes, asked them to pay more. They're often going through the small, medium enterprises, letting them go out of business. The big corporations, because they're sort of politically well connected, they can get away without even paying the right amount of tax, even now, having to raise taxes, particularly value-added tax, which is very regressive, which hits the poorest. In a way, the Russian government thinks that's good because as people are so financially desperate, they're more likely to join the military, having serious trouble recruiting enough from the military. And those guest workers from Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan coming in fewer numbers because of the spike in racism since the Crocus Hall attacks. These incredibly restrictive and Byzantine rules they have to abide by, and they tend to get coerced into joining the military and just put forward in meat attacks. So they're not coming in such numbers, and not so many of them to coerce into the military. And plus, they're important in various sectors, in sanitation, in construction, in agriculture, and in the learned professions sometimes. They're having, and they used to pay these big bonuses to induce men and occasionally women to sign these military contracts, but they can't afford the big bonuses, so why would you come forward? The easily recruitable ones have been recruited. They've largely emptied the prisons. They get people out of psychiatric hospitals occasionally, mentally ill people, people are HIV positive and promise of better treatment, people who are in debt to the unemployed and so forth. Certain occupations are exempt from the draft, such as the police. But if you're sacked from the police, if you resign from the police, you'd be drafted straight away. Partly, but by definition, you're physically fit if you're in the police. And anyway, there was a Russian deputy in the State Duma, communist, who's part of, therefore, the systemic opposition, who even openly said, "We can't afford this special military operation. Let's end it now. It's wrecking the economy." And he's saying what many are simply saying into their sleeve. And whether these sanctions be persisted with, be tightened, could bring the war to a close. It's got to be realistic, probably not even this year. How far can Putin push the Russian people? He's just not sure. It is having an impact now, and there are lots of other things can be done to tighten sanctions, secondary sanctions on Turkey, on Azerbaijan, United Arab Emirates, wherever, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, China, and so forth, which are helping Russia to evade it, which are buying items and then illegally selling them onto Russia, sanctioned items to be used for their military purposes, including, for example, navigation equipment for boats. Tajikistan was buying it, divides them in a landlocked country, and all right, it's got a few inland waterways. And even Western equipment was somehow finding its way there. So we've got to crack down on these things. They would need semiconductors, rare earth metals, anything that have a military application to just crush their economy. And obviously, now to crush your own economy, but yet more reason to go further and faster with renewable energy. The one thing is, Russia would know that even they end the war now, they wouldn't get the markets back immediately. You might say, "We'll only lift all sanctions when you completely withdraw from Ukraine," which I don't think they'll ever do. But might withdraw from some of the illegally occupied regions, maybe not Crimea. They consider that the jewel in the crown. There might be some sort of a compromise on that one. Although, by making it clear you won't lift sanctions that easily, there's less of an incentive for them to give up. But yeah, we could make the economy scream. So it's just so imbecilic what the UK government is doing. The Labour Party, they want to supposedly save the planet, but they're not saving Ukrainians. Yeah, and obviously these British consumers, "Oh, we'll have to pay a few pennies more." Ukrainian civilians are being murdered just so you can have some cheaper petrol. It's wrong. So this is a completely wrong-headed decision. In the North Sea, I would say drill, baby, drill. Okay, and that's why industrial electricity is most expensive in the world, in the United Kingdom. No wonder it's crushing manufacturing. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan792@gmail.com. Goodbye.